It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. Who did the world of professional wrestling recruit as the ultimate heel? Forming the Dangerous Alliance and body slammed his way into immortality?
Yo, police!
When Atlas needed a break from holding up the world, who did the gods of Mount Olympus beckon?
Yo, police!
Now, this worldly ex-grappler has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen,
thank the gods he's only on the radio for an hour.
Paul LaVoy.
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
If I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a green dress,
but not a real green dress. That's cruel.
And if I had $1 million,
wait, a green dress? I don't think I've gone that far into this song. Marissa queued this up, and she surprised me today.
She surprised me, too. I'm not wearing green.
Look at that. You're in your normal spot for common ground.
I know.
This is like, weird.
I'm like furniture now.
You don't have to read any commercials or
right.
anything today.
I know.
It's kind of cool. That's Melissa Lucas. Of course, she's the co-host on Common Ground here Tuesdays on KNTR Talk at 9 a.m. And she's also the owner of Blonzi's Steakhouse here in Lake Havasu
yeah.
City. You know why we play that music, right? On Thursday? If I had $1 million.
Oh.
It's for Brian Springberg, certified financial planner. And Brian kind of called off yesterday, like last minute. And we got, for the second part of the show, Jim Day is coming in.
That's the parade guy.
Yeah, everyone knows that. I want to get his official title.
Oh, okay.
And he comes in. But you brought in a guest as well. And I just met him today. Johnny Angel is here. That's your,
yes.
not your real name, but your...
Yeah, it's kind of a nickname my wife gave me years ago.
It's kind of your car show name, right?
Well, yeah, she gave me that name, and then she almost retracted it after she found out and found that she knew me a little better.
It's not a namesake.
I was today years old when I found out that wasn't his real last name.
Right.
I literally thought, and then I thought, well, it's because you're a chaplain.
Yes, I am, but no, I'm no angel by any means.
Well, here's a fun fact. We did the Buckeye Union game. A couple weeks, 2-3 weeks ago. And there was a player on the team, I swear, on my mother's ashes, his first name was Lucifer.
Oh, no.
How do you...
Who does that to their kids?
Thank you.
That's...
What happens at the store when he's 4 years old and he gets out of the shopping cart? We have a...
Lucifer, get back here!
No, we have a... lost boy named Lucifer.
Oh, no.
Anyway, I digress.
As a chaplain, that would
Johnny
be tough
Angel,
to deal with.
Right?
Right?
I heard
Yikes.
That Grace Smith tried to name her daughter God, but later named her China. Somebody wouldn't let her name her baby God.
Well, good.
So how do you name a kid Lucifer then?
But
anyway, there's a big car show this weekend.
Yes, there is.
Saturday, as a matter of fact.
Big or small, save them all. Cars for a cure.
I know what that means, like, metaphorically, big or small, save them all.
Yes.
You're not talking about cars here.
I am not talking about cars.
You're talking about breasts.
Yes.
It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This is our second annual show, and we are raising money for the Havasu Health Foundation, and they provide a service to local women in need for very, very low cost mammograms. They were free in the past. I called and reached out to them and asked them, do you still do this for free? And she said, we do it for a very low cost, like $30 for the 3D mammograms.
Did you say that's through the Havasu Community Health? Yeah,
yes.
They do a voucher or something. I'm kind of familiar with it.
Right.
Yeah.
And so last year I had a server named Debbie Hogue, and she worked at the Golden Horseshoe, so she came with the restaurant when I purchased it.
That's
and
funny.
Yeah, she was one of the original employees, and So she was there from my very first day of owning that restaurant. And and she was there until her very last day here on Earth. And if she would have had that mammogram sooner, you know, she might be here right now. It took her really, really quick.
Was she in stage four when you met her and she was working for you?
No. We did. I don't even know. She didn't even know. None of us knew.
Oh, she was diagnosed later.
Way later. Okay. So I'm on my eighth year now. I've owned that restaurant 7 years. And so she had worked there for 5 years. And, you know, she said, I got this lump and it was bothering her. And so she went in to get it checked out. And, of course, it was the worst possible. And it took her really quick. I created the show just a few months after she had passed last year, and I opened it to all makes and models. Traditionally, when I do a show, it's like Camaros versus Mustangs. Or
I'm glad you said cars.
Yeah, all makes and models.
And
I do the Duck Duck Jeep show. So I do the Mopars versus Bowties. So generally, I put a little throttle on that so I don't have, you know, 500 cars. I don't have the space. But this one we did to all makes and models, and the Pharaohs are good friends of mine, and they're really helping out with this show. They've donated the plaques or a portion of the plaques this year. Last year I did big sparkly hot pink trophies, and one of the Pharaohs makes the plaques. I'm not sure which chapter he's in.
He's from the Kingman chapter.
The Kingman chapter. So they said, hey, can we do the plaques? And I was like, yes, please. And it's going to be a fun time. We've got a band coming.
Yeah.
A fabulous band.
Our band.
Yes.
Fresh off the Mojave County Fair, Black Cat X.
Right.
Right.
The band starts at 10.
Right.
And there's a big parade, and the cars in the parade, please, please, please come. After the parade, just cruise on down.
I see.
Cruise on down to London Bridge Road and join us.
So the Pharaohs are going to be
there.
The
Pharaohs will already
Bridge.
Be there. They're going to be there in there. Like,
okay.
They'll be there sooner because they have breakfast there. And some of the Pharaohs, I'm sure, are going to be in that parade.
I'm probably going to our call time is 8:30 for setup. I'm probably going to be there a little bit early because I could be bomelet powered.
You could be. You could be bomelet powered.
That's my favorite.
The chicken fried steak inside the omelet.
Have you had that yet?
It's a
yes,
thing.
Johnny. I have.
Ooh,
and
the
it's
bomb
wonderful.
It's the bomb.
The trick is to order the biscuits and gravy as your side, and you just box that and take it to go.
Yep.
You have another breakfast the next day.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great deal.
It is.
It is a smoking deal. How did you get involved with this, Johnny?
Well, we were always looking for a place to go where they had suitable parking for a lot of cars. You know, there's a lot of great restaurants in this town, so many, but most of them are, you have to park curbside or find a different place to park off the street. And we like to have our cars with us as close to us as possible. So, once Melissa paved the parking lot, that changed everything.
Wait.
Right. And
you
know,
I paved
the parking lot for the Pharaohs. So when I first bought the restaurant, I went to them and I asked. They were at the Wiener Schnitzel. And
the parking lot wasn't paved when you bought it?
No, it was
dirt
and gravel.
Ew.
Dude, it took me years to save up the money for that. It was like $100,000.
Your poor dream car.
I know.
It sits there.
I drive Blondie in the dirt.
But not by choice.
Right.
Sometimes
so
you have to.
So I asked them, will you come? And they said, no, because your parking lot paved. It's not paved. We're not driving our cars out there.
Right.
And I was like, dang it.
It makes sense, though, because of all the dust. It scratches.
Right. And so I started a little account, and I put my paychecks in it from another restaurant, and I saved my checks up till I had $100,000. So it took me a few years. Once I got it, I went to the concrete people. And did it because I didn't want to finance all that, you know, and get another loan. It's just a lot of money. And it was the best investment I think I've ever made. After that, the Pharaohs came and they come on Saturday mornings for breakfast.
What is your car of choice, Johnny?
Oh, my goodness.
What are you driving right
now? He's got some cool
stuff. Right now, I have a 1930 Ford pickup sitting out in the parking lot.
Beautiful. What color?
It is like a turquoise with black fenders.
How much restoration did you have to do to it?
It's completely redone.
No, but how much did you have to do personally?
Personally, I just had to write a check.
Wow. Okay,
okay,
one of those
can we talk
guys.
About your wife's car for a second?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I hope she has that there tomorrow. It's a 1937 Buick Special. twin side mount spares on the front fenders.
Ooh, it's incredible.
It is a very incredible car, and it is a modern drivetrain car that we often take to Colorado or Texas. We can go anywhere we want in that car, and we travel with our three dogs in that car.
Do you know Russ Mascari?
No.
He's past commandant of the Marine Corps League 757 here in Lake Havasu City. He drives, I think it's an 88 or an 89 Delta 88, I believe it is. It's a Landau. Original miles, it's like 40,000 miles on it, right? It's beautiful.
Awesome.
Yeah, I asked him to leave it to me, you know, that leave me in that list of people. I might outlive them all. But no, that's an example of a car, though, just a
right.
car that's in your garage. Maybe it's not a show car, but you can bring it out, correct?
Right. Yeah.
Sure.
All makes and models. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
And it's free.
All right. Let's, I'm going to take a short break here pretty soon, and we'll come back and we'll talk more about it. But, what can people expect at the car show besides cars? Obviously, there's a lot going on. You have the band.
Right. There's a full restaurant and full bar there, so we'll have, you know, food and drink specials. The band will be playing outside, which is awesome because then you've got entertainment as you're walking around and looking at all the cars. Also, the YouTubers are coming from California, so there'll be drones flying around.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that shared your Facebook post this morning that said, "I'm coming for you, Blonzy Steak." How's that guy? He's a YouTuber.
Okay.
I reached out to him about a month ago and invited him to the show. So that's awesome because it's more publicity. And really, I really want to get out there to the people. You know, if Deb had known about the Havasu Health Community Foundation, if she had known that she could have gotten this a free mammogram, she could have.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
And a lot of people don't even know that they're out there.
Here's a song you'll hear on Saturday as part of a medley.
Nice.
By the way. So there's Kid Rock's involved in that and, you know, the whole Sweet Home Alabama thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we are talking to Melissa Lucas, owner of Blonzy Steakhouse here in Lake Havasu City. And Johnny Angel is the president of the Faro's Arizona Lake Havasu City chapter.
Yes, sir.
Got it. Man, pretty good, right?
Yeah.
That's note-taking,
pro.
Man.
Pro.
I wouldn't go that far. You know, I was just thinking about when you were first on the show with Ron Gould.
Oh, yeah.
That show.
Yeah, explosive.
Thinking about making it easier to find, right?
Oh, please.
Such a good pandemic story.
Can you pin it? Because, oh, my gosh, I would love that.
I'm thinking about, yeah, I'm going to probably do that. I might have a little bit of power to do that, you think?
That'd be awesome.
Folks, Jim Day is coming on the show probably right after the bottom of the hour or shortly before. And then we'll have Coach Carl Thompson from the Lake Havasu High Fighting Knights football team. He's the head coach, of course. They're going to Estrella Foothills, and it looks like right now they're ranked number 8 in the state in 4A. So,
wow.
Looking really good for a playoff, for playoff hopes. And I don't want to jinx the team, so I don't want to say too much. We'll let Coach say it.
Awesome.
Back with more in a moment. Stay with us. We'll tell you more about this big or small Save Them All car show. I can't find my shirt.
Oh, no.
I'll probably wear the Mopar one. It's tight. That's a good-looking shirt.
It is.
All right, stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. Really, really, really listen to that song right there, right? The way that John Fogerty talks sometimes, he has that really thick Cajun accent going on, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, instead of Bad Moon on the Rise, there's a bathroom on the right.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
I think he actually does that in concert, too, like just like an inside joke.
That's funny. I have a singing bartender that
bathroom
could,
on
I need to
right.
tell him that.
I'm not kidding. Speak Out, of course, broadcasting from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. You're in it. You're on the
yes.
Speak Out side of the kitchen. That's the no sink side of the kitchen, right?
Right.
So, all right, there you have it. City Maytag, 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue here in Lake Havasu City. Also brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. By Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. Just meets all the cuts all the time. By Salmon's Air Conditioning. Also Springberg Wealth Management. Blonzy Steakhouse, North London Bridge Road. Love
yes.
those guys.
The
right?
best.
Man, I do. I love your food. It's great food. And some of the things you come up with, I wanted to ask you about that in a minute.
Okay.
And A&B Propane, our newest sponsor, real people, real service, no hidden fees, no runaround, abpropaneaz.com. So, okay, you and I had kind of a dinner meeting one night.
Uh-huh.
And it was, should I say what the dish was?
Wasn't it over tacos?
It was prime rib tacos.
Oh, prime rib tacos, yes.
Prime rib street tacos.
Yes, Fernando was there, and he's my cook on Tuesday night.
How do you come up with these dishes, like the bomlet, for example?
Oh, the bomlet. So my original restaurant, I started there as a waitress in 2006 mm-hmm. in Salem, Oregon. So that was a menu item that we sold, because chicken fried steaks is always what we did up there, except my boss called it the Stetson. And when we bought the restaurant, I changed the name. It was a brand new menu item. And my daughter she's like, Mom, have you tried this? It's the bomb. You should call it the bomlet. And it just made me laugh. And so when we wrote the menu,
awesome.
I named it the bomlet. And it is a really popular item. And it's a chicken fried steak and cheddar cheese and country gravy inside of an omelet.
Oh, it's tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
It is a meal. It's something unto itself.
I did a Ride of the Month special once with the bomlet burrito.
You did that for me once.
Yes, I brought you one.
Yes, you need to put that. Is that a hidden menu item?
I mean,
then?
You know, it's.
If I went in and asked for the bomlet burrito, breakfast burrito, would they know what to do? Probably not.
I think so.
Yeah. All right.
I think so. They could figure it out.
Right. So what else is going on at this big or small Save Them All event?
Well,
You have raffles.
Yes, we do have raffles. I've been
stuff.
Collecting baskets because that's how we can raise money for the foundation is
right.
collecting baskets. And some of our customers have made baskets. Just random people have dropped them off. We also sell 50-50 tickets. 50-50 is a raffle where all the money goes in a bucket, and then the winner gets 50%, and then we get the other 50% for the foundation. Most of the time when, especially if it's one of the pharaohs, most of the time when the people win, they donate the money back.
I would. I'll make that pledge
so
right now.
It's,
I have a sister who I told you off the air has had metastatic breast cancer for
about eight years,
going into nine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's been a really touchy year. It's been hard to... somewhat hard to deal with sometimes. And she's the sister that kind of raised me, so
yeah.
10 years older than me. But anyway, so that all gets started at 10. Just go from the parade right up London Bridge Road.
Right, yep.
And head up London Bridge
Road. And we'll be there partying with music, and we don't pass out the awards until later. Like, we can probably leave the People's Choice open until noon.
You might even get to meet the band, and we have our own room, right?
Right.
It's kind of funny.
That's true.
That's kind of
yeah.
funny.
Speaking of that room, I had my health inspection a couple weeks ago.
What is that room?
Right now it's just a prayer room.
But
it's
there's
just
a
off
fireplace
to the side.
In there.
There's two fireplaces in there.
Whoa.
So the health inspector asked me, he goes, why don't you put food trucks out there in your parking lot? He's like, you could put like 5 food trucks out there on the south wall, and they could use your license. And I was like, oh, that's brilliant.
I didn't want to go there.
I might use that little side room and put picnic tables, and I'm really thinking about it.
I'm seriously thinking about it.
Like, I reached out to David Diaz and asked him, you know, hey, can I do that? Can I put food trucks out there? Could I make my own little restaurant row? It'd be a draw for the community, and we've got those apartments that are causing all that controversy going out there by the Walmart, and
I don't know why. Did you read the editorial on that? It makes sense to put them
there, though.
I mean, all they use that parking lot for is to drive out diagonally.
One of the things that my husband and I talked about was actually, because we're zoned for commercial multifamily there, that we actually could put some sort of housing in for our employees because we're zoned for it. We did talk about that because there is no options in Lake Havasu. And not only is there no affordable housing, there's no Section 8.
Oh, there is not.
No.
I didn't know that, because Bullhead City does have Section 8.
Right.
I have to get to the next guest,
okay.
though. So 10 o'clock, free admission. There's some pretty cool cars, too.
All makes and models.
Right.
Big or small, save them
all. I've seen your bow ties. What is it?
Bow ties versus Mopar?
Yeah, I've seen bow ties versus Mopar. That was a pretty cool show, too.
Yeah.
You have shirts. You have swag.
We do. Yeah, we have all the things.
All the things
the car show has.
All right. Jim Day is in the green room, which is literally green, by the way.
I wish I was wearing the green dress to go with the song.
Yeah, right. A little Hungry Like the Wolf. Again, Halloween music, Halloween theme. So, Melissa Lucas, always good to see you.
Thank you, Paul.
Are you flying back and then coming back?
I'm hanging out here for two weeks. 2 weeks, like straight.
Whoa.
I know. It's
wow.
crazy.
The house won't know what to do with you.
I know. They're already dying up there in Salem.
All right.
Nice.
Say hi to Mark for me.
I will.
Perfect. And Johnny Angel, nice meeting you.
Thanks,
nice
Bob.
Meeting
that
you guys.
That is the greatest shirt.
It is.
Him and Jim Day, look at that shirt. It says Ireland Republic on it. That's fantastic. No, I'm a shirt guy. I got my green on, though.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, have a good day.
See y'all at the show.
I'll see you guys on Saturday.
All right. We'll
all right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Back with more in a moment. Jim Day is on deck. Give us a call if you want to participate. 928-854-5687. We have the text line fired up as well. Somebody's asking, hey guys, somebody's asking, will there be a spot where we can donate funds for one or more mammograms for all the great ladies in Havasu? And they said, yes, there will be a spot. There you go. I'm glad I caught you on the way out. All right. We'll be back with Jim Day in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Little boy like you. That's Dusty Springfield. I hadn't heard that version. It's actually pretty cool. I always like Dusty Springfield's voice, right? Jim, move your mic up just a hair for me there.
Okay.
It is him. He is here. Jim Day in the flesh.
Thank you.
You're like me. When you stand up, people go, can you stand up for me?
Yeah.
Right? Me.
My grandkids remind me that I've shrunk about an inch and a half.
Kevin Hart, I just saw him last week, has so many short jokes. It's not even funny. Most of them I can't not repeat on the air, by the way.
Right, yeah.
All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair. We have high chairs here, thank goodness, for Gemini. Also, Mojave College, samsguns.com, Solar Power by Esme Electric, by Doritos Place, The Lewis Team Remax by The Lake with Bobby and Julie Lewis, and by Looky Lou's Antiques and Collectibles. Check them out online, lookyloushabasu.com. And, you know, as we remind you that the London Bridge Days Parade is this Saturday, buy local, or it's buy local. This is all about local. This is about local pride, about the bridge, about a community that just kind of sprang up out of the desert, and it's a paradise for many, and just a great place for all, right?
It is. I've been here 41 years.
Wow.
Don't have any place else to go.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, okay, Steve wanted me to ask you, Mr. Greeley, of course.
Yes.
What is your official title?
I'm a historian at this stage of my life.
That's funny.
If you stick around long enough, you learn some things.
Well,
right?
What I got out of Jim was past parade chair, London Bridge Days Parade.
Correct. This is my 29th year involved with the parade.
So I got a cancellation yesterday, literally, from Brian Springberg during the show. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be there tomorrow. I'm like, oh, great. I get to, you know what makes sense? London Bridge Days Parade.
Yes.
We've been kind of promoting in our weather and little drops here and there. And I texted Jim Russell because Jim is, you know, DSM Events is now a big part.
Correct.
And we'll talk about that in a second. And he said, let me try somebody. And I'm thinking, oh, he's going to give me Steve Technord. No offense, Steve, but this is Jim Day, man. And as soon as he said Jim Day will be there, I was like, man, we are on the same wavelength.
Thank you.
What is Jim Russell's involvement? Jim and Steve.
And Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah, that they are DSM Motorsports, and they now are basically acting on behalf of Go Lake Havasu. They are the event planners, and so they have taken over the parade. And so the first person they called was me.
Of course. Of course.
Since I've been involved with the parade for many years, and I'm pretty involved with the Balloon Fest too. So I know Steve and Jim, and so it was a good fit. And I've stayed involved, not in charge of, but I've been involved with the parade this past several years also since I retired as running it. But, I mostly do the bands, the marching bands. I'm in charge of getting them and hosting them when they're here.
I always remember, is it Gadsden? Is
that Gadsden.
Gadsden.
Yes.
I always remember seeing them. They're very good. They're always so professional.
Yeah. Well, they'll be here again. I always wonder. I love it that they come. I mean, this is a world-class band. They're elementary band out of San Luis near the border of Mexico, and in Arizona, and they've been to Europe, and they've been in the Rose Parade and the Fiesta Bowl Parade, so these kids are terrific, but they love to come to our parade. They usually bring, you know, over 100 kids, so, I mean, it's by far the biggest marching band we'll ever have in our parade.
Right.
And but they're very faithful and showing up every year.
And how long does it take? Like most people say, you know, once the event's over, we start right away planning for next year. Is that how this works too?
It's not quite. No, not quite that much. But we do. The biggest thing is coming up with a theme. You know, so once you come up with a theme, we usually try to launch the active part of the parade around August 1st. We try to get the new applications out and announce the theme, and we use our database from the previous year to make sure all those people get connected with us again, and then whatever other publicity to bring on new people. Yeah.
What is the theme this year? I know it, but I can't remember it.
Champions? You would ask me that. I didn't. I haven't been that involved with that part of it. I'm mostly involved with the logistics of it.
I had a great epic idea for a float this year. I should tell you off the air.
Okay.
It involved a Hummer, ice jackets.
Okay.
That was pretty good.
All right.
It would have to be some sort of a political group to do it. Yeah. But anyway.
Well, yeah, we do have judge categories. We have commercial floats, non-commercial, youth floats, and then we also have drill teams, equestrian, and decorated vehicles. So all those categories are judged, and there are awards for the top three in each category.
This is one of those off-political years, so you don't have as many political candidates, or am I wrong?
Not as many candidates, but I'm pretty sure we have...
Incumbents?
We have probably, I believe we have close to four or five political entries into the parade.
The governor?
No, not the governor.
See, that's a mistake on her part, in my opinion.
Well, you know, historically, we always try to get celebrities for Grand Marshal. It's just hard to do, and then it costs money, so they want money and, you know, that sort of thing. So several years ago, we decided that the Citizen of the Year, who's voted on by the Chamber of Commerce and stuff, that person would be our Grand Marshal.
Okay.
And this year it's Christine Watson with the Clothes Closet.
Great choice.
Yeah. And Steve Tickner is a former, you know, Citizen of the Year a few years back. He was the Grand Marshal.
I wasn't implying that the governor was Grand Marshal, by the way. I was just saying entry.
Just to be here,
show that people, the governor is here.
Yeah.
You know, might not sway a vote, but it would look good appearance-wise.
Well, Leo Biasucci is usually here. And, of course, our mayor and some of our city council people are usually pretty faithful about being at the parade, so... Yeah, it's a great community event, and we try to make it, you know, more than just a commercial advertising event, and that's why we have the categories for judging. It encourages people to build floats. Mm-hmm. So this year we have over 20 floats.
Wow.
So there's, you know, we have roughly 80, I think that's close to 85 entries. So it's a good sized parade, and a lot of fun. Fun day.
I actually walked it last year.
Yeah.
Holding a banner for Havasu Silent Witness.
Yes.
Of which I'm a board member. So.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we're back in this year, but I'm in a different event, which is kind of a follow-up. You know, we were just talking about it.
Yeah.
The event at Blonzy's. Once you're there getting out of the parade here, just head on up the street. Want something to do and want to eat breakfast? Go for it.
There's plenty to do in Havasu.
Yeah, right.
Right. October starts it all off, and it just keeps going.
What year did you start with this?
The 25th anniversary of the parade.
Okay.
I was at that time, I was chairing the all-night party for the seniors, and then I was... I don't know. They knew I was involved in activities, and I'd been in town for a few years.
Uh-huh.
And just said, "Can you help us with the parade?" And I said, "Sure, I can do that." And here I am.
So it all started with being voluntold.
Well, I'll tell you a little known secret. Although it's something I always remember, I spent 4 years. I used to build and drive floats for the Rose Parade.
No.
Yep.
Give me a trade secret. What's under those floats? like a big death car for what is it that
it's a big I-beam frame with wheels and a motor.
I was thinking the death car from Animal House.
Oh,
that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Well,
Lincoln Continental.
It is pretty enlightening how they make those things.
Really?
And first one I ever did, I was the co-driver. So the driver was up in the front. He's got the steering wheel and the gas pedal. I'm in the back, and I've got the gear shift to put it in gear next to the engine. And yeah,
it's like wearing a horse costume.
Yeah. And then you just follow the blue line down the center.
Oh, that's wild.
Colorado Boulevard.
I would think they're all like radio controlled now or
something. Oh, today, much more sophisticated, for sure. Yeah.
But there's... You don't have the entry requirements like the Rose Parade, obviously. So many roses and different types have to be on those floats and that.
Our restrictions or our regulations are more safety-oriented. You know, the fire department inspects all floats, and so we're very safety-oriented. They all have to have their own fire extinguisher and fire retardant materials. So we try to, you know, encourage that. But we really try to encourage local businesses to build a float, irregardless of what it is. And obviously in line with the theme. And that's a way for them to advertise their business.
And there's no charge.
No, there's no charge.
Right.
They support the community.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so it's all good, yeah.
I've been shouting that from the rooftops for about, I don't know, 6 months now. London Bridge Days Parade is free this year.
Yes, it is
free. It's free.
Yes, it is.
Getting to where's the? I don't want to say the best place because everybody has their own. I think everybody actually has their own place to view it every year at the same spot.
Sure.
I know a few people that do that, but whether you go uptown or you come down here by the Woods Building, you can right there on the street, you can go out and shake hands if you want to.
Just about. And, of course, a lot of people right down here by the Woods Building and stuff, they can all back their pickup trucks up and drop the tailgates and sit there and watch the parade or sit up a little higher.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so that's cool, you know. I mean, Havasu's a unique place, you know, and it's like the Balloon Festival. You can get right up close and personal, you know.
That's another baby of yours, huh?
Yes, it is. I've done that 14 years now, yeah.
Steve called you, not Ticknor, but Greeley. He said you're probably the London Bridge Days Parade Meister.
Well, at the
Balloon Meister, right?
At this point, probably, I suppose.
Right. I don't want to jinx it, but I'm fairly positive you're going to have 89 degrees, sunny skies, probably by 10 a.m., maybe about 82 degrees.
Yeah.
You ever had bad weather for the parade? Because I've never seen bad weather for the parade.
Yeah, mostly wind. One year we had a little bit of rain, but fortunately not too much. But wind is the biggest enemy. We have had some days that some people, you know, we're all rookies building floats.
Right.
And you hope it gets down the street and stuff doesn't fall off, and when the wind blows, it can tear up a float pretty quickly.
What does this celebration actually mean to you, though? Like, it's got to be a benchmark of sorts every year in your life.
Well, you know, the parade celebrates the dedication of the London Bridge.
Sure.
1971. We used to be at the first of the month, which was October 8th.
That was the actual date,
correct. But when other events came to town, like the jet ski races, and then you've got the car, Relics and Rods car show. Mm-hmm. So we fell to this weekend. We're still in October, and it's all about London Bridge Days. And
no more falling.
I will say the city's done, you know, and the community has done a good job. Most events now, they have their weekend. You know, it's fairly well set. So we know every year where we're going to be, and that's good. It makes it good for everybody because you can plan accordingly.
Well, I just found out another passion of yours before we went on, which is the Havasu High Fighting Knights. What do you think of this year's team?
Yeah, the team is good. They're exciting. My wife and I, we go to all the home games, and we know a couple of kids that are playing, and we've been to a lot of events this year. We've gone to cross-country meets and swim meets, and these are all students that we know, either through church or in the community, and so we like to go support the youth, and I've always been a strong youth supporter in the community and spent a lot of time with the Havasu for Youth Foundation and the K-12 Foundation.
I remember them.
Yeah, we were around.
Dinah Thornton.
around for several years when we used to do the all-night party for the seniors.
Right.
And then we started up the K-12 Foundation.
Well, before I knew that it was a 24-team format now for the playoffs, did you know that?
The top 24 get in.
It used to be the top 16.
Yeah, so
right now, the top eight will have a bye week, right? The first week will be a bye week. Havasu is at number eight.
All right.
Right now.
Yeah, sure.
But this is going to be a tough one. Estrella Foothills is tomorrow night.
Yeah, good team.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Coach about that a little bit, too. But before we go to our next break, anything else you want to mention about the London Bridge Days Parade?
Well, we just encourage people to come out. Parade starts at 10 a.m. We begin the head of the parade is right there at Acoma and McCulloch, and we finish on Capri. So there's a lot of space in between there, and bring a chair and bring your family, kids, neighbors, whatever, and come enjoy the day at the parade.
Some of the businesses hand out little swag or giveaways, don't they?
Oh, there's stuff that goes out, sure, and there's people up and down the parade route with tokens and souvenirs and whatever.
Oh,
so
the rotary coin. Do they still do that?
They are still doing the older. They have older coins, mm-hmm. yes, that they still have in inventory. So they will be out again this year.
But they're not minting new ones, then.
They're not minting new ones, to my knowledge.
Not
That's
past
correct.
The 50th, if I remember right.
That's correct, yeah.
All right.
That was the last one.
I know a little bit, Jim.
Hey!
I just come in for a few years, and then I take off again, you know? Well, no, I'm kidding. I'm here to stay, folks. I don't want to spread that rumor.
Well, you do this every day, so you know more than I do.
Oh, thanks.
The older I get, the less I know.
I don't know about that. Sometimes it's fake news, right?
Well, I try to keep it real.
No, me.
Oh, you.
I'm kidding.
We don't want fake news.
All right, I'm going to have Coach call in, and we'll get to Coach Carl Thompson from the Havasu High Fighting Knights, ranked number 8 in 4A on azpreps365.com. I think they're kind of taking over.
They're doing
for Max
great.
Prep. Max Preps is good, but it's getting very tough to find anything on there. So, anyway, Jim Day, thanks for being here.
Appreciate it. Thanks for asking.
Jim is this is his title, Past Parade Chair, London Bridge Days Parade. Are you with DSM Events now?
No, they just call me when they need me. I'm a little bit of a go-to guy. You're around long enough, you get to know people and places and where to get stuff and do stuff. So,
Jim might throw you a 1099 even if you are a volunteer.
I'm kidding.
I'm kidding.
All right.
Jim couldn't be here today, but we wish him and Sonny well in their travels. So
thank you.
They're on their way back from Vegas.
Yep.
So. All right, Jim Day, thanks for being here.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity.
You bet. We're going to take a short break. We'll come back with Coach Carl Thompson, and we'll take it right up to the top of the hour. They play Estrella Foothills tomorrow night on KNTR Sports. I'm Paul LaVoy. Speak Out Will continue. Stay with us.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that
All right, Coach Carl Thompson with us on the phone. We're going to talk about tomorrow night's game with the Estrella Foothills, the Wolves, going into the foothills of Goodyear. I was going to say Buckeye, but no, Goodyear, which is right next door. But I'm playing the Witch Doctor, and I was thinking, ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, wah, wah, bing, bang. Part of that could be an audible, you know what I mean? Like, come on, kind of like Omaha, you'd be like, bing, bang,
oh,
bing,
yeah,
bang.
Oh, yeah,
anyway.
That's funny. I like that.
You guys are in the AZ Preps 365 poll. You know, I think they're the official rankings for high school football in the state. In 4A, you guys are at number 8?
We are at number 8. So, you know, we've done a strength of schedule, win-loss record, your opponents, their win-loss record has put us in a pretty good spot right now.
Nice. So if the playoffs started today, you would have a first-round bye, and your first game would be at home.
Correct.
The problem I see, Coach, and I'm not trying to pontificate here or anything or wish bad luck on you, but you play Somerton last, and they're near the bottom of the table for all teams. Your strength of schedule isn't the greatest, so if you win out, there's a good chance you could be in the top 8, but it's not guaranteed, right?
Correct. I mean, all that comes into play. You know, you're still going into these last couple weeks. Who you play at that time does factor into things. You know, how if you win by more than 14 points or less than 7, those are all factors into the strength of schedule. There's no difference between 14 and 40, but those tighter games get you a better rating. But again, yes, your opponent's win-loss record comes into play too, plus everyone else that we've played. So anyone that we're not currently playing, we need to win, and anyone that we've already that we're playing that day, we need them to lose that day.
Well, I'm super proud of you guys, and I hate to say it, but Mojave as well. Mojave's at number 5. Here's the top 8, if you haven't heard. Snowflake, Arcadia, Saguaro, Bradshaw Mountain, Mojave, Combs, and Marcos Deniza, and then Lake Havasu. What are the impressive names to you?
Well, you know, a couple of those teams, you see, like your Arcadias and Snowflakes, they've been potentially up there the last couple of years.
Sure.
I mean, the rest of us have been back and forth. Some of us have been up towards the top. Some of us have been in the playoffs last year. And there's a couple teams that kind of had to serve a little bit of time, including ourselves, to get right back in. But, you know, I think we're all kind of in the same boat, especially the outlying areas that we go in cycles. And, you know, and in the Phoenix area, it's hard to go year to year with as many kids that transfer, move, come in, come out, whatever it may be. So, you know, I'm really proud of our guys, you know, and the time they've put in over the summer in the games to get here. You know, my coaching staff's done a tremendous job putting in time and effort with them. And like I've said many times before, there's not a community better than ours that backs athletics.
Well, the Fighting Knights are not the only 6-2 team in the top 8 right now, or in the top 10. But what do you know about Estrella Foothills? What are you coaching your team for right now? Because you beat Yonker, which I'm not surprised you beat Yonker at their strength of schedule. It's just they kind of looked on paper like they were, I guess they were a paper tiger, if you want to look at it that way. But Yonker beat Estrella Foothills. So what are you looking for this week?
Well, you know, it's always how you match up. I mean, sometimes the tell of the tape doesn't always true to what the matchup looks like in person. And, you know, any given night, any team has the ability to win. I think for us, winning the turnover margin again, which we spoke for the last couple of weeks, we were plus 4 in the turnover margin, or plus 2. So, you know, we did a good job of that. But, you know, our defensive line, again, another week, they got active. You know, they were just in the backfield all night. Lots of tackles for losses between Owen Merrill, Ethan Adler, Kiahi Kalali, and, you know, Vinny Finataka. I mean, they did a great job. Then we sprinkled in a couple linebackers coming in with them at different times. Coverage was sound behind them. Offense, you know, it was a stalemate battle for that first quarter. Mm-hmm. We got a little momentum on the interception. Got it in the end zone, gave up the kickoff return. But, again, offense figured out some things. I mean, with Halo getting his second real start of the year, we made a couple adjustments here and there, played to Halo's strengths, and we spread the ball around, and we got after him.
Now, Halo Jump, number 10, he is going to be your quarterback from here on out, barring any injuries.
Correct. He's the front runner right now. I mean, you might see some Wildcat with Luke Johnson, some other different things that we've been uniquely doing.
Uh-huh.
But, yes, Halo's the guy.
Yeah, I noticed a little pattern down there inside the 5-yard line.
We do bring in our heavy package. You know, we bring in one of those D linemen, actually two D linemen and two linebackers into the group. The kids get really excited about it because, again, if that package is coming in, you're getting to see some old smash-mouth football.
I got it. How do you keep the guys up for, say, the following week against Somerton? That's going to be tough.
Well, it is senior night. I mean, that's
there is that
little icing that we get on that. So being senior night, you know, our seniors that have been there, some of them have been a part of the varsity group for 4 years. Most of them have been in the program for 4 years. You know, it's just a night that we get to honor them and their families to their commitment of Lake Havasu football, athletics, and kind of get a little recognition from them. So, you know, the kids always play a little harder on that night for those guys. And, you know, Somerton is a program that's developing. You know, we just hope that both teams have a safe night and have a good camaraderie game and have leave it all out on the field and, you know, see what happens for us as we start in that playoff run in the next week.
You left me just enough time to promote that Jim Chaney and I will be with the team in Estrella Foothills. And we'll be calling the game starting at 6:40 p.m. tomorrow night on the AM and at KNTRSports.com. Coach, good luck. We appreciate you being here. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right. Night up, right? All right. That's what we say on Facebook. Anyway, Coach says, night up. That'll be tomorrow, and then we'll be sharing his post so that everybody can listen to the game tomorrow night on KNTR Sports, 980 a.m., and, of course, KNTRSports.com, the live stream. All right, I'll see everybody on Tuesday. Unless you come out to Blonzy's, I'll see you on Saturday. And have a great afternoon.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.